We knew it was going to be a challenging fire season. Let's talk about it with Cal Fire Prevention Captain Specialist. It is Captain Charlie Laird. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Nice to have you with us this morning. Now, first of all, let me ask you a quick question about the 4th of July. How much trouble do we have because of fireworks?
Historically, 2 out of every 5 fires on the 4th of July are caused by either the use of illegal fireworks or state-approved fireworks being used incorrectly.
Okay, so that's a start. And, of course, one of the other issues that is impending, in fact, it goes into effect 1 minute after midnight tonight, is that there will no longer be any burn permits in Sonoma County.
Correct. Because of the high temperatures quickly drying out the heavy grass crop that we have from such a wet winter, that and with the heavy vegetation that's still suffering the effects of 5 years of drought, these conditions greatly increase the threat of a wildland fire. And as you mentioned, going into effect tonight is the burn suspension, and it not only affects Sonoma County, but also includes Lake, Napa, Colusa, Yolo, Solano, and Marin counties.
Well, that was my question. You would think the wet winter would have helped the anti-fire cause.
Not so much.
It increased the loading of grass, which is dying and drying out right now, which you never know whether it's going to be a good or bad one. Only time can tell.
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of the same principle as I thought it would be pretty much easy to dig the weeds out of my yard in this spring and early summer because everything was so saturated, but not the case. It dries up pretty quickly, and when it does, you know, then therein lies the problem when it comes to vegetation around our yards and around our state. And Captain Laird, just curious about what the anticipation is for the 2017 fire season here in California.
Year to date, Cal Fire has responded to over 2,100 fires, burning over 20,000 acres statewide. Locally and statewide, Cal Fire and other agencies are ramping up for the busy summer and specifically for a busy 4th of July weekend.
You know, I watched this incredible 60 Minutes where they went down and profiled the big fire down in Southern California, and you could just literally go through this fire zone and see which houses had done the fire prevention tools, had prepped for fire and gotten ready for it. They were still standing. The other ones burned down. How important is it to fire prep your house?
As you pointed out, it's extremely important. And with Cal Fire, we encourage everyone to go to www.readyforwildfire.org, and it'll give you information on defensible space, tips to prevent wildfires, and how to set up your home and prepare your family in the event that you do experience one.
Well, it's going to be a season to watch for sure. Many western states are already in trouble because of the wildfire season, and let's just hope that California is not among them. Captain Laird, appreciate your being here this morning. We'll probably be talking to you again over the course of the summer.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
That is Captain Charlie Laird with Cal Fire over what will most certainly be a busy season for firefighters around the country and certainly here in the West.